You've just done one of the hardest things in the world, given birth to your beautiful baby. It's not called labour for nothing. Bringing a new life into the world is pretty amazing. Now it's time to sit back and enjoy these precious moments while letting your body recover. But you may be wondering, how do I go about this recovery process? What can I do to make my healing journey smoother and more comfortable? What tips and tricks can I use to feel more confident as I start this new chapter of my life? Well, panic not. I've got you covered.
Welcome to the Little Bean Podcast. I'm Sarah Baldock, mum to three wonderful boys and your host on this fascinating journey through the realms of pregnancy, early parenthood and beyond. From my own experience with my three boys and being a newborn photographer and baby whisperer for over 8 years. Wow, I'm about to photograph my 805th newborn baby. So that's over 800 teeny button noses and 8,000 weeny little toesies. I can't believe that. I know the joy, the excitement, and even the occasional bounce of uncertainty that come with this journey. That's why I'm here. To share, to guide, and to help you cherish these invaluable moments. So put your feet up, make yourself comfortable, grab yourself a hot chocolate, and don't forget to add the whipped cream and the marshmallows. You can't have it without them. And join me for this friendly chat.
A huge congratulations on that little miracle you've just brought into the world. I know it's a whirlwind of emotions. And as you're settling into this new and exhilarating chapter of your life, I want you to remember one thing. You are amazing. Once you've welcomed your gorgeous baby into the world, your focus totally changes as you nurture your precious little one. Now, there's one topic that isn't always at the forefront of the discussions, but it is incredibly important: recovering from childbirth. It's a unique, deeply personal journey that each and every one of us goes through differently. Yes, whether it was a natural birth, a C-section, or anything in between, recovery can be a challenging road, and it's so important to take the time you need. I've personally walked this road 3 times, and each journey was completely different from the other. All 3 of my boys were born naturally, and my 3 recoveries were so different, just like my boys. My eldest son got stuck during delivery, and so he was a failed vontus and forceps delivery, which meant I was pretty battered by the end of it. And bless him, he looked like he'd gone 10 rounds with Frank Bruno when he arrived. I'm showing my age saying Frank Bruno, aren't I? Go on, admit it. You're Googling Frank Bruno now. I also felt like I was recuperating forever. My middle son arrived much more sedately, and I actually enjoyed every minute of his birth. In fact, I was really surprised when the midwife came in with the delivery kit, as I hadn't even realised I was literally giving birth at that moment. And I think my youngest son would still be there now, given half a chance. When I went in to be induced, I was already 6 centimetres dilated, blissfully unaware that I was in labour, and there was no sign of him arriving. He needed a Cinto infusion to get him moving, and then he arrived in a complete whirlwind. Their births pretty much sum them up today. My oldest is a thinker who takes his time and is very considerate. My middle one is calm and relaxed and in a world of his own. And my youngest is a force of nature. Each of my births and my recoveries taught me something new. And that's exactly what gave me the idea for today's podcast. To share those bits of wisdom, those little secrets I've learned, and to reassure you that you're not alone in this. I've gathered together the experiences, the advice, the tips and tricks from my journey and the journeys of the incredible new mums I've met in the studio. I'm here to help make your path to recovery just a little bit easier. From reminding you to slow down and relax, to hydrating yourself well, to seeking that much needed support from your loved ones. These tips are all aimed to help you feel more comfortable, more confident as you navigate this beautiful journey of motherhood. So let's dive into these helpful tips together. Remember, you're doing an amazing job. Now let's make sure you're also taking good care of you. I hope you find these tips useful. Ready? Let's get started. The single most important thing is to take it easy. Let's underline, highlight, and bold that advice. Take it easy. The laundry can wait. The dishes aren't going anywhere. Your body needs to rest to recover. And remember to hydrate, lots of water, and good nutritious food for healing and energy. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done with a newborn in my arms. But hey, that's where those pre-cooked meals can be a godsend. And if you've listened to my previous podcast on preparing for baby's arrival, you'll know my husband and I ended up looking like a cottage pie and a spaghetti bolognese after my oldest son arrived. But it worked a treat, having food prepped and in the freezer. And speaking of godsend, let's hear it for Helping Hands, the family, friends, and sometimes even a cleaner. When help is offered, definitely say yes, please. So when someone shows up at your door with a lasagna, just greet them with a massive thankful smile, like the meal-bearing angels that they are. And talking of cleaners, I never thought about getting a cleaner until I was pregnant with my second son. My second pregnancy wasn't that smooth, in as much as I was sick nearly all the way through, and so cleaning was the last thing on my mind. The smell of cleaning products also made me heave. So I got a cleaner, and she was a lifesaver. It meant that was one thing that I didn't have to stress about. Although, yes, I did end up doing a bit of cleaning before the cleaner arrived. We all do it, don't we? And don't be shy to use pain relief too. If you're feeling uncomfortable, we're mums, not superheroes. We can take a little help from modern medicine. If you're breastfeeding, just double check that they are safe to take, but your midwife will confirm that for you, and obviously the hospital will only recommend painkillers that are safe for breastfeeding. I know I was adamant I could battle on without painkillers, and eventually I was persuaded to take some, and it really helped. I then wondered why on earth I was being so stubborn to start with. Did I really just admit out loud that I can be stubborn? And look, sometimes the post-birth blues can get to you. Whether that's crying when you watch an episode of Peppa Pig with your older sibling, or more a struggle with everyday life. It's a part of adjusting to your new role, and for some it can be tricky at times. After my first, I battled postnatal depression. It was tough, but my health visitor was a rock. And please remember, there's no shame in asking for help. Again, I tried to tackle it alone to start with, and when I did eventually get help, it made such a difference. I was also much more aware of it with my second and third sons, which made the adjustment so much smoother. Now, the pelvic floor exercises. They're always a fun topic. My antenatal mums and I always knew when we were doing ours. We always found ourselves raising our eyebrows at the same time. It was a constant source of amusement. Thankfully, we had been doing our pelvic floor exercises, otherwise the fits of giggles we went into could have had an embarrassing consequence. That said, after three boys, I'm still very reluctant to go on a trampoline. Do remember, pace yourself and be patient, especially when it comes to visitors. Yes, we all want to show off our adorable new little one, but you don't have to be the hostess with the mostess. No one will expect it at all. It's always us mums that put the pressure on ourselves. Remember, you're still recovering both physically and mentally. Now, for those of you that have had C-sections, your recovery journey might look a little bit different. It can be tougher and take longer, but rest, good nutrition, and following the hospital's advice can all contribute to a smooth recovery. Pain management, regular movement, and incision care all come into play. A C-section is still major abdominal surgery, however, and it may be routine, but you still need to take good care of yourself and look after you. And the most important thing to remember is recovery takes time. However you have given birth, your baby needs you to be happy and healthy, and you can't be that if you don't take a little time to look after you. I wasn't so good at doing that the first time round, and I definitely think that made it much harder. Be patient with yourself, and remember, you're doing a fantastic job. And that's it, really. We've navigated through the often overlooked journey of post-childbirth recovery, and I've shared tips and personal anecdotes in the hope that you will pick up some hints and tips and find some comfort and guidance. From the importance of rest and good nutrition to embracing help from others and practicing patience with your body, remember, you're not alone in this journey. And don't ever forget, you are truly amazing. Your strength and resilience are nothing short of awe-inspiring. Remember, welcome to the roller coaster of motherhood. It's one heck of a ride, but by looking after yourself just a little, it's one I hope you'll truly adore.
So there we have another episode of the Little Bean Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and hear all your stories. Thank you to the wonderful families who have already reached out. I really enjoy sharing these special moments with you. I truly hope that the tips and stories we've shared today will help you cherish every precious step of your family journey.